AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump appears to have shifted away from his hardline position on immigration. Campaigning today in Ohio, Trump said any immigrants who want full citizenship must return to their countries of origin and get in line. But he told reporters on his private jet he would not rule out a pathway to legal status for the millions who are living in the U.S. illegally, as he did in a speech last week. In the meantime, Trump is praising Phyllis Schlafly, a conservative activist who died today of cancer at her home in St. Louis at the age of 92. At a news conference in April 2006, Schlafly said the U.S. must stop illegal immigration.
If a day laborer can sneak over the border illegally, so can an Al-Qaeda terrorist.
Far-right activist Phyllis Schlafly, who attended the GOP convention this summer as a Trump delegate, is dead tonight at the age of 92. Labor Day is the day the race to the White House shifts into high gear, but Hillary Clinton got off to a rough start.
Shortly after taking the stage at a campaign rally in Cleveland, Hillary Clinton began to cough and cough. And even as she ran short of breath, she was still able to take a shot at her Republican opponent, Donald Trump.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
After catching her breath, Clinton went on to question whether Trump is too thin-skinned to be president.
A man you can bait with a tweet cannot be trusted with nuclear weapons.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Hugh O'Brien died today at his home in Beverly Hills. O'Brien played Wyatt Earp on television in the 1950s. He was 91. Twin suicide bombings near the Afghan Defense Ministry in Kabul killed at least 24 people tonight, including two security force generals in an attack that is claimed by the Taliban. This is AP Radio News. Gas prices have gone down, but they've also gone up, depending on how you look at it. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on figures from the AAA.
Gas is $2.20 a gallon on average as Americans return home from their Labor Day holiday. 21 cents a gallon cheaper than last Labor Day, but up 8 cents from just a month ago. It'll cost you more to tank up in western states, $2.69 in California, for example, less in the south. It costs only about $1.95 a gallon to fill your tank in South Carolina. Here in Washington, $2.40 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Newton is soaking Mexico's western Pacific coast and taking aim at Baja California's Los Cabos resorts. Residents are nailing plywood over windows and pulling boats out of the water as they prepare for a possible direct hit 2 years after being smashed by another major storm. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.